Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's not brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome, amen, to another Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray. Amen. I want to thank you for joining us today on this Friday, amen, in the month of February. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's the last Friday of the month, man. So we want to go ahead and talk about some different things, and thank you for joining in with us, amen. My message today is don't worry, trust God. Don't worry, trust God, and we're going to get into that and explain why I came up with that title, amen. But I just want to give honor to God and thank him for allowing me to do this podcast on this Friday, amen. Amen. Before we get started, I want to remind you of our weekly broadcast. We have His Abounding Grace. It's every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Challenge to Change. It's every Wednesday at 7 p.m., Declaring the Finished Work. It's every Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy is every, it's Friday is at 7 p.m., but it's the first, the second, and the fourth Friday at 7 p.m., okay? The Bread of Life is the first and the third Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer. That's Wednesdays at 1 p.m. And the dialer number is 267-807-9605. The access code is 732-499. Our monthly broadcast is as follows. Lifeline is every first Monday. That's with Apostle Shirley Jones at 7 p.m. They'll be coming up from next week, maybe the week after. Adoration is with Evangelist Lewis McElwain. It's every third Monday at 7 p.m. Matters of the Heart. Singles Ministry is every third Friday at 7 p.m. The Board of the Beautiful is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. And Spiritual Nuggets of Truth will air every second and fourth Monday at 8 p.m. Now that's with Minister Carmen A. Booker. As always, you can go and check out our website at whenchristianspeak.com, and you can listen to us on so many different platforms. You can find that out on the website. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can do so by going to whenchristianspeak@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and all the other different social media platforms. We are there. And like us, send us a note that you listen to the broadcast. Let us know how you're doing. Amen. So with that being said, let's go ahead and open up in prayer. So, Father God, we come today first to give you thanks, thanking you for your many blessings and your grace and your mercy and the things that you are doing in our life, God. Thank you, Lord, for just coming to our life and breaking out every idol and casting out every foe. God, we give this broadcast to you that you will come in and have your way. You set the atmosphere. You speak the words. You bring forth the encouragement. You bring forth the life, God. You bring forth the strength that is needed to press on to the mark of a higher calling. You do it, Lord Jesus, God. We give you all the glory in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Like I said, I wanted to talk to you briefly, amen, about don't worry, trust God. And came across quite a few scriptures about trusting God and everything. But let me go ahead and start with the one that I really want to focus out on. And actually, that's coming out of 2 Samuel chapter 22, but I'm going to talk a little bit about 21 first and everything. And this is dealing with David and everything, and King David at that time and everything, and all that he was going through or been through and everything, and he had asked he went and got the bones of Saul and Jonathan to bury them properly and everything like that. And it goes on in verse 18 of chapter 2 Samuel 21. And let me just read down a little bit further here. Okay. Right, here it is right here. Actually, I'm going to start at verse 17. I want to read this because this is going to set up for what we're talking about as far as trusting in the Lord. Okay, so just bear with me just for a minute. Let me see if I can go back a little further. And this, I'm actually going to start at verses 15. Okay, it says, moreover, so this is 2 Samuel chapter 21, verses 15. It says, moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel, and David went down, his servant with him, and fought against the Philistines. And David, the scripture said that David waxed faint. In other words, he got tired. And Ishbi Benob, which is one of the sons of the giant, the weight of the whole spear weighed 300 shekels of brass and weight. And he, being girded with a new sword, thought to have slain David. In other words, he was doing everything, this giant was doing everything in his power to slay David. But Ashbishah, the son of Zeri, succored him. In other words, he attacked him, or he defended David, and smote the Philistine and killed him. Then the men of David swore to him, saying, thou shalt go no more out with us to battle, that thou quench not the light of Israel. You know, in other words, they're protecting David. And sometimes, you know, we need to, I like this, how this is getting started, because sometimes, even though the leaders of the church or the bishop or apostle, whoever, want to go out and do certain things, there has to be a protection on their part, that we as armor bearers or we as soldiers or as believers, I said, no, this is okay. We want you to continue doing what you're doing, and let us be the one to go onto the hedges and the highways. You be the shepherd that God has placed in this position to teach and to encourage or to exhort or bring forth the word, and we'll go do what else is necessary. Not saying that they can't do it, but there are some cases that as this being a pastor, then can be a very tiresome and lonely journey. And the thing is that we don't, as pastors or people in the leadership, don't have to do it everything, you know. But we have to get to a point where that we allow other people that God has gifted or surrounded us with people that's well able to do those things that He has commanded us to do. It's called delegation. That's a topic for another day. Amen. Amen. And it says that, and it came to pass after that there was a beginning of battle with the Philistine God, then another giant. All right, another giant. And the whole scripture from 18 all the way down to 22 talks about at least four giants that came that they had to slay. The brother of Goliath. Another one had six fingers on every hand and six toes for both of his. So he had a total of 24 things going on at the same time. You know, so he was the scripture said that he was a great stature, you know, and it says that how these giants was killed, okay, these giants was destroyed, you know, by those that followed the instructions of David, and those that followed the instructions of David but really truly followed after God, okay, that they were killed, you know, and sometimes there's giants in our life that need to be destroyed, and David had to have, but listen, David had to have a trust not only in God, but a trust in those that he had mentored, that they would do what was right and what needed to be done. So there was a trust factor involved. He had to have a trust in God, and he had to trust in the people that was around him and stuff. And then we get into Second Samuel chapter 22 is where we're going to go from here, and then we can read some other scriptures to tie this thing together. And verse 1 says, and David, 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 says, and David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hands of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. He had been delivered. You know, he had been delivered. David went through some things before he had Saul trying to kill him several times, you know, and stuff like that. People betrayed him and everything like that. But he said, David delivered him. Let me read this again. David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in that day, but the Lord had delivered him out of the hands of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. He said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my redeemer and my deliverer. He said, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior, that thou savest me from vows. He said that. You know, especially with all that's going on, you know, we know about the war that's going on, Ukraine and Russia and all the things. But David said that God had delivered him from all those things. Okay? He said, I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. He said, so shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of the ungodly men made me afraid. Okay? He said, it made me afraid. Look, David admitted, like, I was afraid. When I saw, all I saw was death all around me and the floods of the ungodly men. It made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. And everything. He said, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter in his ear. And we cried before the Lord and everything, and we, in our distress, when we're going through some things and everything, and everybody's been going through things for the last 3 years, probably even longer than, some of them is going through longer than that, with the killing of people and with the virus and the war, with the earthquakes and with the tsunamis and storms and floods. All of us are going through some of the death of loved ones and everything like that we thought that would live for another, for whenever and everything. All of us are going through some storms of life. David said, but verse 7 said, but in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundation of the heaven moved and shook, because he was wroth. God got angry on our behalf. He was wroth on our behalf. He saw what we were facing, and he came to our rescue, you know, and everything like that. He saw what we were facing. He said, oh, no, I got to go see about my son and my daughter. I got to go help them out. I got to go encourage them. God sees and knows what you're facing. He knows what's in your heart. He knows how you feel about those things that you're facing. He knows you're about to give up. He knows that you want to throw in the towel. But yet still, God is faithful. Okay? Then went up, the verse 9 said, then went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth. His mouth devoured. Coals was kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. He rode upon the cherub and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. And he made a darkness pavilion round about him, dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. David began to describe in this song exactly what, how he felt. He said, through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled, and the Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. And he sent out arrows and scattered them and lightened and discomfited them. Talking about the enemies of David. You know, he'll do the same thing for you. And the channel of the sea appears, and the foundation of the world was discovered. And at the rebuking of the Lord, at the blast of his breath, of his nostrils, he sent from above, and he drew me out of many waters. He drew me out of many waters. He drew me out of many fires, many storms of life that should have drowned me, that should have took me out. But he drew me out. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me. But they were too strong for me. And this is an example that David's enemies were like the size of a Goliath. What the size of Goliath was to David and everything. They were too strong in looks. And everything, but what Goliath didn't understand, what your enemy don't understand, that there's somebody that's with you that's bigger than him. You know, there's somebody that's with you that's bigger than any storm or any situation that you face or any trials or tribulation or any war that's coming up against, that's bigger and everything, that has absolute control and everything. You know, and with us sometimes what it really takes is for us to cry unto the Lord. He sent from above, and he took me, and he drew me out of many waters, 17. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. the God was my stay. He was the one that kept me level-headed. He was the one that kept me balanced. It wasn't me and my own intellect or my own way of thinking or whatever and stuff like that. It wasn't positive, but it was nobody but God, y'all, that did it. That's what they're talking about. It was nobody but God. They didn't have no, look, we should have no doubt of who's doing this thing. Okay? When we're going through whatever that we're facing in life, he said, he brought me forth into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. He did that because he delighted in me. He delighted in you, y'all. He delighted in us. God delighted in us. You know, even though the wars and rumors of wars and pestilence and earthquakes and diverse places, God still delighted in us. These are just all signs of the handwriting on the wall that Jesus is soon to come. That's all it is. You know, and stuff. There's the evilness that's in the heart of man that has gone forth and stuff like that to do the things that he's doing and stuff. To hate for no reason because of the color of your skin. To hate because you believe one way and they believe another way. To hate like that. To even hate because you decided that you wanted to be gay. Listen, we shouldn't be not hate. We hate anyone. We should be showing them the love of Jesus Christ, the same love that it was shown unto us. The same love. Maybe we can. You want to hate the sin, but we don't want to hate the sinner, because the sinner can be saved. All it takes is God's will to be performed in their life, and something magnificent, something major would take place. Would take place, y'all. You know, verse 21 of 2 Samuel 22, verse 21 said, the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, as he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and I have not wickedly departed from my God. He said, I'm not wickedly departed. That's why I say focus on God, even though I was going through, even though I might have been in some kind of pain, or even though I've just lost my job, even though I lost a loved one, even though the bombs that are blowing up all around me, so I stayed focused on the God, and I still gave him the glory. He said, I was also upright before him and have kept myself from my iniquities. In other words, I didn't go and start sinning because I was going through those things, but I kept myself up, you know. In our case now, we have the Holy Spirit. They would have the Holy Spirit that would keep us even in the midst of chaos, y'all. That would keep us even in the midst of chaos. He said, therefore, the Lord have recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness, in his eyesight. Not my own, but in his eyesight. Yeah, what that means for us now in 2022, y'all, that we are the righteousness of God through what? In Christ Jesus. Not our own righteousness, because our own righteousness is like filthy rags. We have something that David didn't have, but that's the Holy, indwelling of the Holy Spirit that's in us now. He said, with the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with the upright, man, thou shalt shoot thyself upright. With the pure, thou wilt shoot thyself pure, and with the forward, thou shalt shoot thyself unsavory. And the afflicted people, thou will save, but thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou might bring them down. That's that haughty. The word haughty talks about being prideful, or being arrogant. And I was talking to someone earlier, and they're talking about that being like as God, you know, being proud that I think I'm better than everybody else, or I'm more powerful than you. I'm a bully, you know. I'm a bully. You that kind of thinking, that kind of thinking of the heart, that kind of spirit, that haughty spirit. Okay. For thou art my lamp, O Lord. Verse 29, for thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. Truly, he will lighten the darkness. Jesus did that, you know. Jesus did this. When he came on the scene, that was a great light. The one into the world. When he died on the cross, that was a great light, y'all, of salvation. That men know that we can be saved through Jesus Christ, that we can be redeemed, you know, that we can be grafted back into the seed of Abraham, to the promises that God made with Abraham, you know, that we are truly, truly blessed and highly favored because of Jesus Christ. Okay, he said, "For thou art a lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall." You know, when we begin to trust in God and believe in God, we become superhuman type of strength, because it ain't human. It's super Holy Spirit type of strength that we're able to run through a troop, to run through all kinds of enemies or obstacles and warfare and all that. we're able to go through all of that stuff. And so when the enemy comes against, we are offered up from head to toe. We got the weapon, the word of God, which is our weapon. We got all that. We ready. He said, I'll be able to leap over a wall. We're able to leap over whatever bounds us, whatever stop us from pursuing the things of God, whatever promises that God has given us. We're able to do all of that. We're able to leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. And the word of the Lord is trying. He is a buckler to all of them that trust in him. He's my buckler. He's your buckler. But who is God save the Lord? Who is a rock save our God? Who else is God? There is nobody like him in all the earth. And with that, he said, God is my strength and power. And he making my way perfect. He making my way perfect. Perfect. 34 says, he making my feet like hinds' feet and setting me upon my high places. He does that. He does it. God knows the plans that he has for every last one of us, y'all. He knows the plans he has that he expected in there for us. All we got to do is trust God. Don't worry, but trust God. Don't worry. Trust God. He teaches my hands to war so that a bow spear is broken by my arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation. Thy gentleness hath made me great. His love, his gentleness, his caring, his mercy, his grace has made me great. Made me great to the point to do what? That I'm willing to do whatever it takes, God. God, I'm gonna stand forth. I'm gonna stand, and after I've done all I can, I'm gonna continue to stand. I'm gonna press forward. I'm gonna trust you. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that hope has been restored. But I'm gonna press forward. I'm gonna trust you, God. He said, verse 37, he said, thou hast enlarged my step under me so that my feet do not slip. He said, I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them, returned them not again until I have consumed them. Some battles have to be completed. Some warfare that we go through has to be completed. We have to consume anything, those things that God has ordained us to consume. That's what got the children of Israel in trouble. God told them to destroy certain people, and they didn't. They let certain people live, and they let certain ones, they destroy. He just destroyed all, you know. That's meant that the obedience to God and follow after his instructions and everything. Okay, my moment's done. He said, verse 39 said, I have consumed them and wounded them that they could not arise. Yeah, they are falling under my feet. You know, our enemies are under my feet. Everything is under our feet because of Jesus Christ. But thou hast girded me with strength to battle, and them that rose up against me has thou subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the necks of my enemy, that I might destroy them that hate me. They looked, but there was none to save even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. They tried to call on the same God that I prayed, and he didn't answer them because of what they did to me and what they did to you. He said, thou also hast delivered me from the striving of my people. Thou hast kept me to be the head of the heathen, a people which I knew not shall serve me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient unto me. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close spaces. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and exalted be of God. Be the God of the rock of my salvation. It is God that avenged me and bringeth down the people under me. It is God. The scripture says that vengeance is mine, says the Lord. It is God, y'all. I'm not going to spend the evening. It says, and that bringeth me forth from my enemies, that I also have lifted me upon high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. Now keep in mind all these things that David, this song that David was wrote about, there was no pride or arrogance in it. So he knew where his help came from, you know. He knew who helped him out of the situation. And he gave honor to the one that brought him out. He's not giving honor to Lord over the enemies that he conquered everything, but he realized there was nobody but God that did it. Nobody but our Lord that brought him through. Nobody could do the things that took place in their life but God. And that same God, then it's the same God now. We're under the umbrella of Jesus Christ now. We're really protected. We have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. we don't use it like we should and stuff like that. But if we did, what would take place, man? What would take place if we use the Holy Spirit like we should? Amen. Let me just do a couple more things here. Amen. All right. We're still going strong. Amen. I wanted to do, I just wanted just to share that with you, man. But just trust God. You know, yeah, we definitely want to pray for all that's going on within the world. We definitely want to pray for Ukraine, and we want to pray for the citizens of Ukraine, the citizens of Russia and everything, because they locking people in jail because they're protesting, man. We want to but it's just not Ukraine and Russia that are going through the whole world. If you really want to get really to it, the whole world is in a warfare right now. You know, the world, generations of peoples and nationalities all across the whole world is in the warfare with hate mongering and not trusting each other, not loving on the things of Christ, and not seeking after him, whoremongering and lying and cheating. They're in sin. Sin is what's going on. Sin. Pride. You know, the goes with every door goes before destruction, haughtiness, and all these other different spiritualities and principalities and high places and everything. But all of that is under Jesus' feet, man. He's already been defeated. But we got to realize that, and we got to think it like that as well. And we got to know that we're living in a time that the evilness in a man's heart has become even bolder and stronger. The evilness in man's heart. And they think that they're doing the right thing. But anytime a man was willing to kill his wife and everything, or babies or whatever, it's all that. It's evilness and stuff like that. So the prayer becomes, yeah, we can pay for the world and those in the leadership, but we need to pay for the hearts of men, man. Because the hearts of men and women have waxed cold. They don't care about life. Life is not important. They don't care about the things of God. Life is not important to them anymore. So we seek after the things of God, and we show them a more excellent and expedient way. You know, we show them how to love like Christ loved, that he was willing to die for us on the cross. We show them that. You know, we show them not only through our deeds, but through our words and our actions, but the way that we live. We show them that. We show them there's a more better way and stuff. And we show them we can come, let us reason together, you know, as brothers and stuff like that, as mankind, you know. Let us reason together and let us talk about these things, our differences of opinion. Let's talk about why it is that you hate the color of my skin and why is it that I hate the color of your skin. Let's talk about those generation curses that never been, really been addressed from the start. Anyway, let's talk about these things. Let's talk about the things. I'm almost done. I'm going to read a couple more scriptures. These are things that I pulled up. Amen. That really touched my heart and everything. So I want to read just a few more. This is coming out of that. Just a few more scriptures. Then we can get out of here. Okay. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean unto your own understanding. Trust in the Lord." In Psalms 118:8, it says, "It's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans or to trust in man." Better to take refuge I don't know what version this is, but we're going to keep on reading. Psalms 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nation. I will be exalted in the earth." We can trust God. No matter what, y'all, we can trust God. He said, Psalms 28:7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts. I am helped. My heart exalts. And with my song I give thanks to him." And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25, said, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious for your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, know about your body or what you will put on. It's not life more than food, the body more than clothing." Psalms 9:10 says, those who know your name, put their trust in you. "For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek after you." Jesus Christ, in Hebrews 13:8, it says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Romans 15:13 says, "May God of hope fill you with joy and peace and believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may be abound in hope." I'm trusting in God. I'm trusting in God during difficult times. I'm trusting in the Lord. And God told Joshua in Joshua 4:1-9, said, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Be not frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? God is looking for his people, his saints, those that are called by his name to be strong and courageous, even in the midst of chaos. Be strong and be courageous. You know, be strong and be courageous. I'm not going to read all of this, because like I said, I didn't want to hold up a lot of your time. But be strong and be courageous. And in Ephesians chapter 11, chapter 1, verse 11, we talk about having an inheritance, okay, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. We are predestined, okay? We have an inheritance in him. My inheritance is in Jesus Christ. My inheritance is because of what he did for you and what he did for me that was done on the cross, and because he was resurrected from the dead. We have an inheritance. We are Jews. We are Jews, y'all. We've been grafted into the promises of God because of Jesus Christ. We have an advocate to the Father there. And we have an intercessor that intercedes on our behalf and everything. We do. And Psalms is the last one. In Psalms 37 and 4 through 6, it says, delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him, he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the believer. He will bring forth the Jesus in you. He will bring forth the Holy Spirit that's in you. He will bring forth, and you will shine like light, man, when Christ comes to you. You will shine forth, not you, but the God in you, the Christ that's in you, okay? The Christ in you. Okay? To convict your way to the Lord and trust him, and he will act. Commit. There's so many more I can give you, but we're going to stop. But we just want to just touch base with a few of those, amen? And just thank you, man, for listening in. Listen, whatever you're facing, don't worry, but trust God. Whatever you're going through, the doctors have said one thing, somebody get ready to go to jail or whatever and stuff like that, don't worry, trust God. If you're about to do something to yourself because you feel like you can't just make it anymore, trust God. Find yourself and get on your knees and say, Lord, help me. And see what he does. Tap into him. Tap on him. Ask for forgiveness all your sins. Commit yourself into him. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Find a believing Holy Ghost, believing discipleship church that will disciple you and show you a more excellent way. He's there for you. Don't give up. Don't give in, but stand. After you've done all you can, if you're a believer and you're facing some difficulties in life, job, loss of home, loss of income, you know, families, or whatever the case was, trust and believe in God like David did, like David's song talked about. Trust and believe. You got people that want to do you harm, kill you, destroy you, take away your income, whatever the case might be, that talk about you, misuse you, that scandalize your name. Trust in God. Trust in God. Amen. So, Father, we thank you again for this broadcast. We thank you for those that are listening. We pray that it'll be a blessing for those that listen, God. We pray, God, you will open up their understanding. We pray that they will come running to you saying, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to change my life around? You have the power and the authority over all things, God. We submit ourselves unto you and say, come, Holy Spirit, come. Come today with all your might, Lord Jesus. Do what needs to be done. Change the atmosphere, God. We pray, God, for the peace, God, of the people, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, the men, God, the hearts of men, God, that are wise cold, that you will make them flesh again. You will take their stony heart and make them flesh again to care about the things that you care about, that God. We pray today that you would do it for your righteous sake, God. Do it for your name's sake, Lord Jesus, that you would get all the glory. We do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Again, I want to thank you for listening, man. I appreciate your patience and your time. You be blessed. And know that God loves you. Stay encouraged. Trust God. Don't worry. Hold on. Don't give up. You know, grab hold of the horn of salvation. You know, go to the altar and stay at the altar. Fast, pray, intercede, whatever you got to do. Do it all for the sake of Christ Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.